We love to inspire and reward
billions of business souls
to gamify their life,
to share products and services
they care deeply about,
so they experience
the magical power
of referral marketing.
Welcome to the next episode of the Naxxon Podcast. I'm Gail, and I'm here with CEO Ben Dixon and Tammy Rosaz. And today we're going to talk about the best-in-class approach, or the hidden cost of taking a best-in-class approach to large enterprise systems. Taking a best-in-class approach to large enterprise systems can seem like an attractive option at first, but then it involves selecting individual software solutions for each functional area of an organization. But you have to ask the question, at what cost? So I'll hand it over to Sir Ben to discuss the hidden costs.
You know, this is a great topic, Gail. It's something we saw really early on, actually, in Naxxon. You know, our team's been around for 24 years in this space and started as a marketing systems provider. And so we were one of those best-in-class solutions. People would come to us and say, hey, we've already got our commission engine over here. We got our shopping cart over here. We got our tax system over here. And here Naxxon can be our CRM and autoresponders and selling tools. And we were one of those best-in-class solutions for years. And what we ran into and what we saw was the tax that having so many different vendors created for the actual client at the end of the day. You know, certain clients, would even very small companies, would always need a CTO. They would need a couple of programmers to keep things all integrated and working well together. And as each of those dozen vendors, or sometimes two dozen vendors, it would get crazy at times, right, would be making updates, things would break. And it was just a tax to the organization. So as different groups were making updates, sometimes a feature you were counting on from vendor four is now no longer available in their most recent update because you were just waiting for just that feature and now it's not in your reporting anymore. And at the end of the day, we realized quickly that if you could lower the amount of vendors and you could say, okay, we're going to have one core system that's integrates not just marketing systems, but shopping and order management and all of your tax integrations and your warehouse integrations and your commission engine inside of one system, then the business could feel very different. And we didn't get there right away over the years, but when we built the platform Unify in the space, it was the first platform we built to where you didn't need a CTO or a programmer, unless your company was selling software. Like if your product was a nutritional product or coffee or educational programs or skincare or jewelry, like you didn't need a CTO and a group of programmers. And you could put those resources into growing the business instead of just maintaining a core system. And a lot of times we don't think about that. You know, it sounds so good to say, oh yeah, let's just grab a best-in-class solution, you know, for this element and best-in-class for the other element. And at the end of the day, it becomes really taxing and hard to scale when you take that approach. Now, Tam, you've had this experience time and time again, and we were talking before the call. You have a bunch of different stories we could share, but just pick one of like just an example of what it means to, even for the team who's trying to run the company, when someone takes the approach of I'm going to grab as many different vendors as we can, best in class, instead of consolidating.
Yeah, it's a headache. I know working with one of the companies, my previous companies, we had a great team, but it was a small team. And we worked with a number of vendors. And when you piecemeal all these technologies together, like you said earlier, Ben, things break from time to time, things break. And if a vendor is no longer offering a specific tool that you needed, now what are you going to do? You're not getting the data that you need. And if things are breaking, you're not getting the data that you need. And then your company leaders, they get frustrated. And now all of a sudden, why aren't things working? Why are we band-aiding everything together? And it's not that. As a company, they made a decision to say, I'm going to use this. I'm going to layer it on this. We're going to integrate with this company. And all that does causes issues for the internal team, for the external vendors, and more importantly, for your business goals, right? Because if you can't track the data, if you can't see what you're doing, if your company can't have a clear vision as to what's coming in, how are you supposed to grow and scale? And that's a huge thing. When you have too many technologies piecemeal together, it's almost impossible to scale. And you end up spending more in the end. You really do. A lot of times companies will do this because they're maybe very comfortable with the CRM they're using. So they don't want to move away from it. And maybe they're comfortable for this next layer, like their commission building. They don't want to move away from that. But at a certain time, if you want growth in your company, you're going to have to. You're going to have to make sure you have the right technologies working consistently with one another in order to have that growth and evolution in your business. So yeah, it could be a headache, and it's a real, real time spent, and it's a real pull on the internal resources of your team.
It's an important point of what you highlight there, Tammy, is many times I think it's that people aren't asking themselves the right questions. You know, they're thinking, oh, this can solve our needs today for where we are today to just get to that quick next level. So it's short-term thinking. And when you get into architecture, I like this. There's a Alex Hormozi reel I saw last week, and love Alex has done some great stuff in his businesses. And he talks about just how when you build a skyscraper, right? Mm-hmm. The work you do underground, the work you do below the earth, right? Before the skyscraper, before it looks like anything, when it's just a hole in the ground, actually determines how tall the skyscraper will be. So if you're going to build a 10-story building or a 50-story building or a 100-story building, there's a lot of very different investments you make into what goes underground before you even start going up. And many times, like a lot of people are only thinking about, well, we just got to get to $1 million a month. You know, oh, we just got to get to that $1 million a month in revenue. So they're building stuff that, yeah, in an organization, could we all hodgepodge this together as we're driving $1 million a month of revenue? Sure, right? But like, it's a mess at that point. Like, it's ugly, and it's not something you need to do, and it's not clean at that point. Is it something you'd be proud to show an investor or proud to show someone who's acquiring your company? Probably not. Like if someone said, hey, what are the business systems we operate under here at XYZ company? Would you be proud to show them the way you've chosen to architect your technology and your infrastructure? Like maybe not. And so you have to do that part of thinking bigger, of saying, okay, if we truly believe we're going to be doing $100 million in revenue because of the marketplace and what we're doing and what we're bringing here, well, what would that infrastructure need to look like?
Okay. Exactly.
And is what we're doing today something we're going to have to totally throw away, and we're going to have to rework at this certain level, and it's going to be very expensive to rework at that pivotal point in our business when we're in momentum? Or does it make more sense just to have the right stuff here and now, and as we scale and grow, we just do more of what's already working? And that's the important question to ask. And you got to make that determination for your business, because you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out on data that helps make better decisions. You're going to be taxing your staff more than you need to, and it's going to hurt your ability to scale. You know, one of the examples that I've seen many times is some people work in proprietary billing systems that don't migrate well, and they're a small company, and realize that there's going to be issues in migrating to a more robust billing system in the future. Some are in such bad.
I've been there, Ben. You know that. I've been there.
Yeah. But that's why I just pick on this one for a second. Some of you are in a place to where you literally can't migrate your billing data because you're using really inexpensive SaaS software that was just off the shelf and it's locked up. You have access to your tokens. Gang, if your people have to re-enter credit cards on your subscriptions, that could cost you a third, half of your revenue. Like literally. And so when do you want to go through that painful moment? Sooner than later? Like how about when subscriptions are low instead of when they're really, really high? Because it could be tens of millions of dollars of monthly revenue that you're just losing if you run into that type of situation. And it's just one example that I've seen over the years. That's critical stuff to understand as you're doing what you're doing and growing your business. And so ask those questions. Well, what should it feel like if you believe this business is going to be a $10 million a year, you know, or $10 million a month business? Okay, well, that's very different infrastructure than what a $1 million a month business is. And so what should you be doing today so that you don't have painful migrations or painful scaling issues in the future? Now, some of you are saying, I have no idea as you're listening to the podcast. And so I would invite you, if you haven't sat down with Tammy or myself for a discovery session outside of the podcast, and we get to talk about lots of different topics in the space. This is one that's kind of near and dear to our hearts of how we serve companies in the space. I'd encourage you to go to www.naxumtour.com, NAXUMTOUR.com, and pick a time to meet with us on our Calendly link, gang, because the opportunity for you to plan this properly, the results and the payoff are huge. It's worth every moment of your time to get the foundation right before you start building your skyscraper.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, with that, let's pass it back to you, Gail. If they're not watching us on or they're YouTube watching us, they'd like to follow us on any of the audio platforms, where can they find the podcast?
Yes. So the Naxum podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM, and iHeartRadio. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Have a great day, everybody.
Have a great day, everyone.
See you soon.